could we pray together as we begin to look at God's word today?
You have a mic?
No. Can you hear me? 你可以听到我吗?
Okay. Not sure how far it is. Yeah, that's a good one there. Okay. Gotta make sure everybody hears you well. Okay. Lord God, thank you that we have been able to come and worship you today.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们今天可以来到这里来敬拜你。
We pray that you would be our teacher now and that you would give us ears to listen.
我们在这祷告, 求你成为我们的老师, 我们也可以在这里, 聆听你的话语。
Would you show us truth from your word about how to make you known among other people in the world?
我们也希望你借你的话语, 也可以让我们知道, 我们可以让, 世界上其他人, 认识你。
Would you impress on our hearts how important that is?
也求你让我们的心里面明白这是一件多么重要的事情。
And would you show us by your Spirit today who around us needs to hear about you?
也求你的圣灵, 指引我们, 让我们知道我们周遭有些人, 他们是需要福音的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们在, 耶稣基督名祷告, Amen.
So I want to ask you today, what gets you really worked up in your life? What kind of things make you angry?
首先问大家一个问题, 在, 世界上有些什么事情让你真的是, 很恼火化, 让你就是说很, 很 frustrated, 就很...
I've had something that has been getting to me more and more over the last few weeks.
在过去几个礼拜, 有的事情, 让我们心里面就很不舒服。
As I drive around this town in Wilton,
当他在Wilton这个town里面, 开车的时候,
I get more and more frustrated about how people drive here.
他觉得很恼火, 看到这周围的人是怎么样开车的。
And my worst experiences driving are usually right out there at the corner of Belden Hill and Wolf Pit.
他最恼火的就是在这个门口这个十字路口。
There are four roads that come in, and there are stop signs that everyone is supposed to stop at.
这个是十字路口, 在周围都有那个, stop sign.
And you know, when you come to a stop sign, you take a turn, then it's the next person, and somebody at that road gets to go.
那大家都知道, 在那个 stop sign, 大家要轮流, 就是过这个十字路口。
But there are a lot of people that live around here that believe that they can just drive right through the intersection following another car and they don't have to stop at all.
然后在这里有些居住人认为他们可以就是,
In the last 3 weeks, I've come this close to getting in accidents with two or three different times with people doing that.
然后上个礼拜他有两三次几乎就差一点点就跟,
And I have to admit to you that my first response after that is usually not a very Christian response.
然后他承认就是说他第一个反应就是并不是像基督徒一样的反应。
I think about what I could yell out and say to those people.
他首先想想他怎么样跟这些人大吼大叫。
If my window's down, I'm looking around in the car to see if there's something I could throw at them as they go by.
然后他把这个, 车窗摇下, 也希望说能够找到东西可以扔过去。
Then God always reminds me, oh, you're a Christian.
然后神经常, 提醒他说, 你是个基督徒。
And even worse yet, you're a pastor.
更糟的, 你是一个牧师。
And it might be that that person that you were going to throw that at actually goes to your church.
就很说明那个你要扔石头的人就是刚好到你, 教会里面的。
Or maybe they go to FCCC.
换到 FCCC.
And so God would not want me to act that way.
神自然并不想我这样反应。
I get just as worked up and mad when I see cars swerving on the road.
然后他当他看到这个车这样拐来拐去的时候，他心里面也是很恼火。
They slow down, then they move over to this lane, then they move over to that lane.
然后他慢下来，从这条 lane 又转到另外一条 lane 上面。
You come up to a stoplight, and when the light turns green, they're still looking down at their lap.
然后当他到一个 stop sign, 当那个绿灯起来的时候，他们还停在那边往下看。
You're waiting for them to go because you're behind them, and you're getting more and more frustrated.
然后你在等他走，然后他还不走，你就很恼火。
And what do you think they're doing?
那你们认为他们在做什么呢？
texting.
对，他们在传那个短信。
So I get really mad about that too, because I don't text in my car.
然后他很恼火，因为他从来不在车上去发这个短信。
Not only are both of these behaviors illegal.
这种行为不只是不合法的。
But they're very dangerous, and people could get seriously hurt or killed.
而且这个是很危险的，因为人可能会因为这样子而丧命。
So I find myself getting all, you know, worked up inside and frustrated in these situations.
然后他觉得他内心里面就很恼火，当他碰到这件事情的时候。
And because of that, I tell other people about it, like you.
因为这样子，他就经常跟周围的人就提起这些事情。
And we're like that a lot, aren't we? We find things that we get very passionate or emotional about, and we want to talk about them and tell other people about them.
我们经常碰到一些事情，就是说我们心里面有很多反应，我们就会跟周遭人去讲这件事情。
Could you imagine if all the talking, tweeting, texting, and Facebooking that we did was done more about Jesus than about all these other things?
我们也希望说我们不管我们在 Facebook 或者说我们在短信里面我们多谈耶稣而不是谈这些事情。
We spend so much emotion, so much time, we say so many words about so many things.
我们把太多的情感太多的语言去讲其他的事情。
But one of the greatest things we can do is to tell others about God.
但是其中最大的事情我们应该是要跟其他人讲神的事情。
Doesn't it make the most sense that what the world needs most is Jesus, and we ought to be spending more time telling people about Jesus and all these other things that don't really matter as much?
因为这个世界上最重要的事情是有关神的事情，而且其他事情其实并不那么重要。
I believe one of the greatest ways that we can worship God is to tell people about Him.
我觉得我认为最重要去敬拜神的事情就是我们把神告诉给其他人知道。
How many of you here are parents today?
在这里面谁是做父母的？
So I have two daughters.
我有两个女儿。
I'm a proud father.
然后牧师是一个骄傲的父亲。
And my guess is that like me, when your children do something good, you want to go tell everybody about it.
然后当你父母看到自己儿女做事情是很好的，那你就很骄傲的会跟其他人去讲。
You want to show people pictures on your phone.
然后你会就是给别人看在你手机上面的照片。
You want to tell them all about, you know, how well your student did in school or in sports, or you want to show them a video of their musical recital.
然后你会就是把你儿子女儿不管是在学校在外面的比赛，然后他们的 video 他们的 picture 就是给他们看，给大家看。
When you're excited about someone, you want to let other people know.
当你为一件事情感动的时候，你会把这些事情就是给大家看。
Why don't we do this more about God?
我们为什么不把这个事情多放在神的身上呢？
We go to a good restaurant, we see a nice show, we want to tell everybody about it because it was so good and we enjoyed it so much.
当我们去一个好的餐馆的时候，我们会跟大家分享。
Hasn't God done more for our lives than that, though?
难道神在我们身上做事情不比这更大吗？
I want to show you in a passage we'll look at in the Bible today how it was a natural response when people encountered Jesus that they wanted to tell others about it and make him known.
然后我们读圣经的一段，然后看到就是说当人们在耶稣身在他们身上所行的一切，他们自然而然的就是把这些事情告诉周遭的人。
If you have a Bible this morning, would you turn to me to the Gospel of John, chapter 4?
我们把圣经打开到约翰福音第四章。
And this chapter recalls one of the most famous accounts of Jesus interacting with a person.
在这段我们看到耶稣就是跟周围人是怎么样去交往的。
The person is a woman, and she is a Samaritan woman.
然后这个是一个妇人，是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And so this account is sometimes known as Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
然后这一段经常大家知道的就是耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
He meets this woman at a well where you draw water in the middle of a village.
然后他在这个妇人在一个村庄里面，在一个水井旁边跟他相见。
And so this account is also sometimes known as the woman at the well.
然后这个故事也经常说一个在井边的妇人。
We never have learned her name, but I'm sure that someday we will meet her in heaven.
我们不知道她叫什么名字，但希望有一天我们在天堂里面会知道她。
The story unfolds like this. Jesus is traveling with his disciples.
然后这个故事是耶稣跟他门徒一起就是去到那个地方。
And they pass through this area of the Middle East called Samaria.
然后他到中东的一个地方叫撒玛利亚。
It had used to been part of Israel.
他以前是以色列的一部分。
And the Jews who lived there intermarried with other people who were not Jews.
然后在那里的犹太人跟其他不是犹太人的种族通婚。
And when the Jews who were faithfully following God married people who were not faithfully following God,
当那些就是相信神的犹太人跟那些不相信神的非犹太人结婚的时候。
And in fact, some of these other people were worshiping idols and following false gods.
然后他们可能拜偶像，然后跟那些假神敬拜。
Then those religions became intertwined and mixed together.
然后这个宗教就混在一起。
And so the Jews pushed the Samaritans away from them.
然后真正的犹太人就把这些撒玛利亚人把他就是赶走。
They said, "You are not true believers in God anymore."
然后他说你不是真正相信神的人。
And they began to despise the Samaritans.
他们开始就是憎恨这些撒玛利亚人。
So Jesus does a very unusual thing with his disciples as he travels through Samaria.
然后耶稣做了一个很神奇的事情，就是他跟他门徒经过撒玛利亚这个地方。
Many people of his day would go around Samaria to get where they were going, but he went through.
然后在那个时候，很多人就是专门绕开撒玛利亚，但是他们就是经过撒玛利亚，没有绕开。
And then he stops in this village.
然后他在这个村庄里面停下来。
He sends the disciples into town to get some food.
然后他就是请他那些门徒到那个村庄里面去要一些食物。
He approaches this woman out at the well.
然后他在这里就是去接近这个在井边的这个妇女。
He asks her to draw some water for him.
他问他从那个水井里面给他打一些水。
And they go on to have a conversation about real water and what Jesus calls living water.
然后他们就有一个交谈，就是有关这个井水，还有真正生命的水。
He basically is describing that each of us has a thirst or a hunger in our life for God.
然后他基本上就是说，在我们所有人生命当中，我们都有一个渴望神的这样一个渴望在我们心中。
And we try to fill that thirst and hunger oftentimes with things that aren't God. Some people try to fill it with money and with success.
有的人是靠金钱，靠成功来填补这个渴望。
Others might try to fill it with power and fame.
有的人是靠权力，还有其他事情来填满这个需要。
And still others may try to fill that space inside that only belongs to God, but they would fill it with a relationship with another person.
然后有的人是靠就是跟其他人的这个关系来填这个本来是属于神的这样一个渴望。
As they have this discussion, Jesus points out to this woman that he knows a lot about her life.
当他们在这个讨论这个渴望的时候，耶稣就跟这个妇人说，他明白他心中所需要的。
He tells her that he knows she's been married to 5 husbands.
然后他跟他讲说，他知道他嫁给了5个丈夫。
And none of those marriages have worked out.
然后他5个婚姻都没有成功。
And that she's living with a man now who is not her husband.
她现在跟一个根本不是她丈夫的人生活在一起。
She's been trying to fill that space inside with men, with a relationship.
然后她是靠一个跟其他男人的关系来填满她心中的这样一种渴望。
Could you imagine being that woman? And Jesus comes and reveals this truth to you, and you're wondering, how does this person know these things about me?
然后你可以想象吗？当你是那个妇人，你会觉得说，怎么那么神奇？这个人可以知道我生活中的这些事情。
She becomes a little uncomfortable with this conversation.
然后她就觉得就很不舒服了，因为这样一个交谈。
And so she begins to talk to him about worship instead.
然后她就开始转移话题，就跟他讲到这个敬拜的事情。
And he tells her that a true worshiper worships God in spirit and in truth.
然后他跟他讲说，一个真正敬拜人是靠心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
Which means that they're led by God and they approach God and they respond to God according to his truth, which we now have in the Bible.
然后他说，就是说，一个真正相信人是由神来带领，来敬拜神。
Jesus has enough of an impact on this Samaritan woman that she believes that he is the Messiah. He is the Savior that they have been waiting for.
然后耶稣在这个妇人身上所做的，让这个妇人真正相信他就是神，就是弥赛亚。
So here we come to verse 27, which is where I want to start our reading today.
然后我们就来到这个第27节。
It says, just then, Jesus' disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want or why are you talking with her?
当下门徒回来就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，话说你为什么和他说话。
Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
那妇人就留下水坛子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗？”
They came out of the town and made their way toward him.
众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
So here this woman has had an encounter with Jesus, and she goes to the rest of the people in the town, and she tells them about this Jesus that she has found.
我们就看到这个妇人，她在这里跟耶稣相聚，之后呢，她就到城里面去跟众人，就是讲耶稣的这个故事。
This was a risky thing.
这个是一个很危险的事情。
She did not know how these people would respond to her talk about Jesus.
因为他不知道这些人，当他讲耶稣事情，这些人会有一个怎么样的反应。
She had not been living a very godly life, and so she risked being condemned by them. They all knew who she was.
因为他有一个很不圣洁的生活，当他跟大家去讲这些事情，他不知道这些人会怎么样看他。
Some of the people in the town might have rejected her. They might have persecuted her for talking about Jesus and trying to tell them about Jesus.
然后这个城里面的人可能会拒绝他，可能会就是控告他。如果他讲这个耶稣的事情的时候。
Whenever we try to make God known to someone who doesn't know Him, we risk some of those same things, don't we?
当我们跟其他人去讲耶稣基督的时候，我们经常也有同样的一个风险。
What if I tell my friends about Jesus? What if I tell my parents about Jesus?
当我跟我的朋友，或者说跟我的父母去讲耶稣的事情。
Will they make fun of me? Will they reject me? Might they even persecute me?
他们会取笑我吗？他们会拒绝我吗？
But here we see that the people are just as hungry and curious about Jesus as she was.
但是我们在这里发现，其他人跟他一样，都有对耶稣有一个饥渴想知道的心情。
So we read ahead in verse 39.
然后我们看39节。
Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我讲出来了。
So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days.
于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。
Because of his words, many more became believers.
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
便对妇人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
She met Jesus, and she went and told others about Jesus.
然后她见了耶稣，然后她跟其他人讲耶稣的事情。
And they went and told some of their friends and some of their other family members as well.
然后这些人又跟他们的亲戚朋友又讲起耶稣的事情。
Just imagine how many people in that village became followers of Jesus because it all started with this one woman making God known to the people around her.
我们可以想象一下，在这个村子里面有多少人相信耶稣，就是因为这一个撒玛利亚妇人跟他们周围的人讲耶稣的故事。
We have a saying for that kind of dynamic today.
我们今天对这样的事情有一个说法。
When something is unknown and all of a sudden many people find out about it and they're following that person or that thing in the world today,We say that it's gone viral.
哦，我们今天有一种说法，就是说一件事情本来是没有人知道，突然之间很多人知道的话，有一个英文词叫 viral， 中文就好像是像病毒一样传染。
Through the use of the internet, people can instantly find out about some obscure person or thing that's happening, and all of a sudden, that becomes the most talked about thing anywhere.
然后通过这个 internet 我们就是有很多以前就是说别人不知道的事情，很快就传出去了。
A few years ago, a woman named Susan Boyle appeared on a show in Britain called Britain's Got Talent.
然后几年前有一个妇人叫做 Susan Boyle， 然后她在一个电视节目叫Britain Got Talent 里面出现。
She had a good performance, but hardly anybody else knew about it until her video was posted on YouTube on the internet.
然后在之前很少人知道她，但是这个事情改变了，当她这一段片段在那个 YouTube 上面出现。
If you watch that video, you saw kind of a heavy-set, not very attractive, middle-aged woman sort of shuffle out onto the stage.
然后当你看这个 YouTube， 看一个中年就是说并不那么吸引人的一个中年妇人，就这样慢慢走到这个台上的时候。
She followed all of these young, really hip, wonderful-looking young singers and performers.
然后他跟在他前面都是一些就是看起来就是很好的一些表演的这些年轻人。
And you saw the judges and you saw people in the audience start to kind of laugh a little bit and make fun of her.
然后你就看到台下人还有这些judge， 然后再取笑他。
Until she started to sing.
一直等到她开始开口唱的时候。
And she blew that audience away and she amazed the world with a soul-stirring performance of her song.
然后她震惊了所有在场的人，所有人都被她歌给打动了。
Millions and millions of people watched that video.
上百万的人看了那个video.
And her story became one that was told all around the world.
然后她的故事就是在全世界里面在传扬。
What do you think it would take today for Jesus to go viral?
你觉得今天如果耶稣基督要成这样一个 viral， 要我们要怎么做呢？
For his story to be told and for millions of people around the world to get excited about learning about this Jesus.
如果要让这个全世界的人为耶稣基督来觉得他们会觉得感动的，我们要做什么？
God wants people to know about him. He wants to be known.
神希望所有人都能够认识他。
Think about the people who made Jesus known to you.
想想那些向我们介绍耶稣基督的那些人。
The truth is, I wouldn't be here today.
那个事实是我今天不会站在这里。
Pastor Jonathan wouldn't be here today.
然后我们的牧师也不会在这里。
And none of you would be here today if someone had not made Jesus known to you.
我们在这里面没有一个人会在这里，如果没有人跟我们传讲耶稣的故事。
I firmly believe there are many people like you that God has placed around your life, and He wants to use you to make Him known to them.
然后我们今天能够在这里，是因为有很多人跟我们介绍主耶稣，神也希望说借着我们也可以把这个信息传给其他人。
Let me illustrate this with a little visual example.
他希望用一个实物来介绍这样一个概念。
So you got a sponge when you came in today too, didn't you?
然后今天进来的时候，每个人都拿到一块海绵。
Take that out.
先拿出来。
This sponge represents your life as well as those children.
然后这个海绵就跟这个小孩子一样，就是代表我们的生命。
When you come to church, when you read your Bible, when you pray, when you do all the things that draw you closer to Jesus, you soak Him up.
然后，当我们来到教会，当我们读圣经，当我们祷告的时候，我们就开始吸耶稣。
And the world out there is empty without Jesus.
然后，这个世界，就是在没有耶稣时，是一个空的。
As you soak him up and you go out into the world and live for Christ and tell people about Christ, you make him known.
然后当你吸满耶稣，然后把这个事情告诉这个世界的时候，然后你就会让这个世界看到耶稣。
But you have to soak him up first.
不过首先你要先吸满耶稣。
If you're not reading your Bible, you're not praying, you're not going to church, you're not going to Bible study.
如果你不读经，你不祷告，你不聚会，
you're going to be like a dry sponge, almost dry.
然后你就像一个干的海绵。
You're not going to have much to give to the world.
然后你将你不会有什么事情可以交给这个世界。
Let me take a look at a psalm with you to close as we see King David talk about this whole idea of making God known.
请我们翻到这个诗篇，我们看看这个大卫王他怎么样就是说要把这个神的名传扬给这个世界。
This is Psalm 145, verses 1 to 7.
这诗篇145篇一到七节。
Let me read the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. 那我就来读就好了。我的神，我的王啊，我要尊崇你，我要永永远远称颂你的名，我要天天称颂你，也要永永远远赞美你的名。耶和华本为大，该受大赞美，也大无法，其大无法测度。这代要对那代称颂你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。我要默念你威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为，人要传说你可畏之事的能力，我也要传扬你的大德。你们他们要纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。
Since you all heard it, I'm not going to read it again, but let's look at some of the verbs that David uses.
我们先看一下大卫王所用的其中一些字句。
Some of the action words that are used here about making God known.
就看看他所用的一些动词怎么样让神的名让大家知道。
He says, I exalt you, I praise you, I praise you, I extol you.
然后他说我要尊崇你，我要称永永称远远称颂你的名。
One generation will commend your works to another.
这代要对那代颂扬你的作为。
They will tell of your mighty acts.
他也要传扬你的大能。
We will speak about your glorious splendor.
我们要默念你威严的尊荣奇妙的作为。
I will tell of your wonderful works.
和你奇妙的作为。
I will proclaim your great deeds.
人要传说你可畏之事的能力。
And we will celebrate and joyfully sing of God.
对，我们要并要歌唱你，歌唱你的公义。
There's many ways we can proclaim God to the world around us.
我们在这世界上可以有很多方法来传扬神的作为。
You certainly do it by the way you live your life for Christ.
当你就是根据神所教你的来这样生活，你就可以传扬。
But you also do it by the words you can speak to others about Christ.
你也可以借着你的口来传扬神的作为。
So I want you to think this afternoon about who has God placed around you that needs to hear about Him.
所以我今天让你们想想，在你们周遭有哪个人神放在你的周围，要让你跟他去传扬神的名。
Other students at school.
不管是在学校的学生。
People in your family that are not Christians yet.
你家里面还没信神的成员。
People you work with.
然后你的同事。
Or other friends and acquaintances.
然后你的朋友。
There are people all around the world who live in different lands that have not heard about Jesus yet.
然后在这个世界上还有很多地方的人都还没有听说神的话语。
And both individually and as a church, you have the opportunity to make him known.
然后作为一个个人或作为一个教会你有这样一个机会让更多人能够认识神。
So maybe it's taking advantage of an opportunity in a conversation you have with someone.
或者你抓住跟人有一个交谈的机会来介绍神。
Maybe it's working with or giving towards or praying for missionaries or people that are reaching out in different ministries around.
或者你就是为其他的这种宣教机构，不管你是给金钱，或者说你给他们祷告，也是一种方法。
Maybe it's inviting a friend here to church.Or to a special outreach event that you do as a church.
或者你去邀请你的朋友，或者说教会有一些特别的，就是外展的一些事工，你们去参与。
It's so easy for us to forget that we were once out there.
我们很容易忘记我们曾经是在外面的人。
And then someone let us know about God, and now we're in here.
然后因为有人让我们认识神，所以我们现在在里面。
So as I pray right now, I want you to think about two different people.
然后我们现在祷告，我请大家先想一下两类的人。
who is maybe one person who helped you to know God the most?
第一个是哪个人让你认识耶稣的？
And who is the one person that God wants you to help make him known to right now who doesn't know God?
然后另外一个人是神放在你心中让你有这样一个感动向他传福音的。
Lord, we thank you today for those that you have sent into our lives.
神，我们今天在这里祷告，我们谢谢当初那些让我们借他来相信你的人。
Thank you for using them to help us find you and know you.
我们感谢你，也借着他们，让我们可以找到你，来认识你。
Even though we may feel that we're not a strong enough Christian, that we don't know enough things yet,
虽然说我们经常感觉我们并不是一个很强壮的基督徒，我们认识的也不够。
You tell us that now it's our turn, that you want to use us to make others know about you as well.
然后你今天跟我们讲话，让我们知道说你想用我们，让我们今天也可以跟别人来传扬你的名。
Lord, even as we're in this place today, would you fill us, let us soak up all that you are into our lives.
神也求你今天亲自跟我们讲话，让我们的生命能够充满你。
That we can release you into the world as we go back to our place of work, back to our school, back to our families this week.
当我们回到我们的工作，我们的学校，回到我们家庭的时候，我们就可以把你带给这个世界。
And we trust you to give us the courage and to give us the love and the right words to say.
我们相信你会给我们勇气，也给我们智慧，也知道。 然后我们知道用怎么样的话语去传讲你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
借耶稣基督名我们祷告。Amen.
Keep this sponge.
我们保留着这样一个海绵。
Put it somewhere where you'll see it this week.
然后把它放在你今天你可以这个礼拜你都可以看到的地方。
Remind yourself how you need to keep soaking up God's word and God's life that you can give it out to others.
然后提醒你，你可以吸满这个主耶稣，然后你就可以把它传给他人。
Amen.
Amen.